Friends, in this crowdfunding chapter, we are moving to the another chapter, that is global regulation. Worldwide regulations we have to see, worldwide. India regulation we can subsequently take into consideration. But it is very important because origination of the crowdfunding itself is from abroad. And very recently, somewhere in 1914, it has come to India, and very relatively there is no proper space as such for the crowdfunding. That is the reason why we have to understand first the global scenario and global regulations of the crowdfunding. Accordingly, the regulator in India has to develop their regulations from India perspective. So let us understand the global regulation, considering the requirement of the regulations, then regulatory framework in different jurisdiction, investment restrictions, as well as various crowdfunding platform. Then what is required to be disclosed at the time of investment. Then setting up of the crowdfunding platform and whether there is a secondary market like other equity market is available or not. That needs to be seen. And these are the points around which we are concentrating our discussion. As I explained, the crowdfunding is a financing method and through which the money is raised, and individual investment, n number of individual investments are contributing, and this is one of the popular way of the fundraising for the social causes particularly, or maybe for the small companies, small startups like that. Donation or reward-based crowdfunding model like GoFundMe or Kickstarters do not provide the financial returns. It is only the donation. You cannot expect any returns from whatever funds you have received. Equity-based crowdfunding, yes, there are returns. Dividend may be declared if the company is performing well. Then there are some financial returns will be available. Regulated crowdfunding is also an equity-based crowdfunding. And it provides investors with the financial return. But difference in US Securities and Exchange Commission, that is SEC regulations, it regulates it, particularly in United States. In India, as I said earlier also, equity-based crowdfunding is totally illegal. You cannot accept the fund as an equity participation in any of the startup or MSME. So let us understand the regulation in some major countries. For the sake of our understanding, I have selected few countries where the crowdfunding is most phenomenal. Okay, globally, regulatory requirement is there because globally, if you look, approximately $34 billion industry is there for the crowdfunding. So, according to the report published by the BCG in July 2017, India will have more than 850 million internet users by 2025. And more significant than it is combined population of G7 countries. How investment is taking place? Peer-to-peer lending. Amount to 25 billion donation, that is approximately 2.9 billion. Reward 2.7 billion and equity crowdfunding 2.5 billion. So if you look at 2.5 billion equity crowdfunding is very, very less out of $34 billion industry, right? So this has laid a fertile ground on online crowdfunding platform to grow it rapidly. Now, certain regulations are required for the data protection. USA, UK, Italy, Singapore, there are very clear set of regulation for the small business with a very few regulatory hassles. And there is a good protection for the small investors who are opening an opportunity even for the regular middle class person can also invest in the as per his capacity. India will require more accountability on the part of fundraisers to ensure that their fundraising appeal is very clear akin an issuance of the mutual fund, insurance and mutual fund companies like that, which have to state that responsibility and the risk involved in statutorily. That therefore, India should focus in its regulation accordingly. The Indian crowdfunding industry always expects a simplicity and clarity from the government in equity crowdfunding regulation. It is easy to create the regulation for the charity crowdfunding because nothing is to be given back or there is no return on the investment. Still, given the size of the country, we need some regulations to hold the fundraisers and fundraising agencies. We have to take them accountable for transparency and adhering to the data protection while soliciting the new donations, new donors. Now, regulation in respect of the startup and MSME. Recently, some regulation has come up. And why it has come up? Because India has over 63 million MSMEs and approximately 3 million charities. Thousands of the films are being made every day and lakhs of the students are waiting for access to the student loan. So it is clear from this that the crowdfunding regulations, which are simple, it can be used by the MSME, startup, filmmakers and other small business to solicit the small help from affordable investment from the regular people. Therefore, crowdfunding can act as a horizontal fundraising service to all the industries. Hence, the simple code of ethical charity fundraising that holds the fundraisers and platform solicitor donations online are much needed. Startups and MSME will greatly benefit from such regulations. And when they are expanding their business, our economy will be benefited and more jobs will be created. Another point is need of equity crowdfunding regulation in India. Currently, this is, as I said, is totally considered as illegal. The equity crowdfunding has to be evolved as a new financing environment for ideas and breakthrough. Some nations have made a significant progress in developing the equity crowdfunding system. Most of the countries, including the USA, UK, Japan, they have permitted equity crowdfunding platform. And that is an exception to the general requirement for the public solicitation. While some countries have placed a certain upper ceiling, that is limit, such an exemption is to offer made to the accredited, informed and wealthiest investors. Other exclude the solicitation conducted through the crowdfunding platform that limits an amount that is selling that may be raised or invested by the investor. With the expansion of the fintech business and new entrepreneurs, there is a growth in Indian market and crowdfunding has expanded in India. Still, it remains the silent on the regulations of equity-based crowdfunding and online-based crowdfunding. This creates a severe quandary so as to what remedy should be given the positive role it plays in our society. Therefore, it is important to note that the Indian market has untapped potential, require suitable compliance law and regulatory procedures. Now, regulatory framework for crowdfunding in other jurisdiction. Other jurisdiction means five or six countries we have selected. What is the regulatory framework there that we have to understand first. As on date, very few jurisdictions have come out with the regulation for the crowdfunding. Some jurisdictions are at the initial stage of the introduction, like India. And two areas that have been seen in rapid growth in the recent years is a peer-to-peer lending and equity crowdfunding. Financial reward or crowdfunding globally has grown up rapidly in the past 7 years or 5 years. Data suggested that peer-to-peer lending market doubles every year. That is why strict regulations are very much required. Regulatory practices. What are the practices followed worldwide? In donation crowdfunding and the reward crowdfunding, only donations or grants are solicited and no financial returns is assured. Hence, such a funding is mostly falls outside the purview of securities market regulator. In India also, peer-to-peer lending depends upon whether pure lending or if there is there any debt securities are issued by the issuer. This is covered and regulated by the banking security market regulators. Crowdsourced equity funding is mostly regulated by the securities market regulator, but in India, SEBI is not clearly said that they are not regulating because another regulatory is there, that is Reserve Bank of India. Now, let us understand in few jurisdictions what are the regulations for peer-to-peer lending. Peer-to-peer lending. This peer-to-peer lending is also termed as a direct consumer lending or marketplace lending. This approach is different from the point of various regulators, which is treated as the banking in some jurisdiction and some intermediary in some other states. While some jurisdiction like Israel and Japan have prohibited altogether, that is peer-to-peer lending. IOSCO paper, this is US-based agency, they publishes the papers and they give the data on the lending under the crowdfunding. Through the nature of regulations connecting peer-to-peer lending varies with the nations, and that can be broadly divided into different categories as under. Here is the data. Here is the lending norms. What are the which are those countries and what is the regulatory regime? Whether it is regulated, unregulated, who is the regulator, that is banking regulation or US model, or it is prohibited, that is explained here. In the country like Brazil, China, Egypt, South Korea, Australia, agenda. It means unregulated, in which country, the jurisdiction, there is no regulation as such for Brazil, China, Egypt and South Korea. Intermediary regulations are available in Australia, Argentina, as well as Brazil and New Zealand. Banking regulations, these regulations are the peer-to-peer lending platform, and France and Germany and Italy, they are covering that. In respect of the US model, that model is only available in USA, where there is a two-tier system and it requires the registration of the peer-to-peer lending platform with security regulators, as well as applying to the license for conduct of the business in the state on state basis. However, Israel and Japan, both peer-to-peer lending and equity crowdfunding is completely prohibited. Okay, now coming down to understand a little bit about regulation of equity crowdfunding. In case of equity crowdfunding, most jurisdictions have enabled it is an exemption to the general requirement regarding the public solicitation of the funds. While in some jurisdiction, exemption is given only to offer made to either to accredited or informed or wealthiest investors. other exempt solicitation made through the crowdfunding platform, capping the amount that can be raised or the amount that can be invested by each investor. In India, equity crowdfunding is illegal. In India, equity crowdfunding, again and again I am telling that it is illegal. Now, regulations of the crowdfunding in various jurisdictions. United States. What are the regulations in United States? Anyone can invest in regulation crowdfunding offering. Because of the risk which is involved in this type of investment, you may be limited how much you can invest during any 12 months period in these transactions. If you are accredited investor, then there are no limits on how much you can invest. But if you are non-accredited investor, then the limitations on how much you can invest depends upon your net worth and annual income. This accredited investors is an individual will be considered as an accredited investor if he has earned the income that exceeds $200,000 together with the spouse and it has a net worth of over $1 million either alone or together with the spouse and holds certain professional certification or designation or credentials in good standing. In respect of the New Zealand, the Financial Market Conduct 2013 covers the equity crowdfunding and it outlines its own official financial market services. In New Zealand, this is enabled to the companies to raise the maximum of 2 million from 20 investors in a year through the crowdfunding without having to issue the prospectus. This covers both, that is, varieties of the crowdfunding, that is equity crowdfunding and peer-to-peer crowdfunding. The market regulators in New Zealand, the Financial Market Authority has asked both the equity crowdfunding platform and peer-to-peer lenders to apply for the license to operate it. In Australia, the Corporation Amendment Crowdsource Funding Act 2017, this is amended and it is to provide the legislative framework for crowdsourced funding. Equity crowdfunding was legalized in Australia in 2018. Till then, it was not permitted. And since the time, the total $146 million has been raised. Okay. Despite this increasing prevalence of the crowdsourced funding, across many global markets, Australia has slow to recognize and adapt the phenomenon. Therefore, the Australian Regulatory Authority have sought to apply existing regulatory framework to their crowdfunding model. Okay? Now, Canada. Canadian crowdfunding market is regulated by NCFA, that is National Crowdfunding Association. Equity-based crowdfunding is the only type of crowdfunding that is regulated. Rest all are unregulated. The reason for NCFA to only regulate equity-based crowdfunding is because the equity crowdfunding involves issuance of the securities, where other forms of the crowdfunding do not require any certification. Some rules may be applied to Montego, Ontario, Quebec, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia, collectively the participating jurisdiction. The issuer of the security are required to meet some of the conditions that is in order to issue the shares to the investors. What are those conditions? Number one, head office of the crowdfunding organization must be located in participating jurisdiction. First condition. Second, the issuer must distribute the eligible securities to its own issue through an online funding portal, not a physical. The issuer must distribute the eligible security using offering document under the required form. That is, form is prescribed by them. And it is made available through the online funding portal. And this offering document includes the basic information about the issuer, the management, and the distributor, including how the issuer intend to use the funds which are raised and the minimum offering amount. The issuer group cannot raise the aggregate fund through the crowdfunding more than $250,000. Per distributor is restricted no more than 2 startups crowdfunding distribution per calendar year. The distribution may remain open up to maximum period of 90 days, that is 3 months. And this distribution may be made through the funding portal, that is either relying on the startup registration exemption or operated by the registered dealers. This registered dealer operate the fundraising portal. They must meet the existing registration obligation under the securities and legislation and confirm the issuers that they currently meet or shall meet certain conditions which are provided in the startup registration exemption. The issuer must grant an individual purchaser's contractual right to withdraw its offer, purchase, or security within 48 hours of purchase of subscription. Therefore, none of the issuer group, promoter, director, officer, or control person can be a principal of this funding portal. Okay? The distribution must be made through the funding portal that is either relying on the startup registration exemption or operated by the registered dealer. This registered dealer that operates the funding portal should meet all the existing registration obligations under security legislation and confirm to the issuer that they currently meet and they shall meet certain conditions provided in the startup registration exemption. Okay? None of the issuer group, promoter, director, officer, or control person, okay, can be a principal of this fundraising portal. NCFA in Canada has set up some rules for the investment in terms of the limit. Individual investment, $2,500 per investment on non-accredited investors, maximum up to $10,000 annually. Individual earning $75,000 or $125,000 household can invest up to $30,000 or $100,000 in a year, that is annually. These are the rules that should be repeated, respected according to the NCFA. This is continuously working to improve the crowdfunding market. The main thing is that the focus is on investor protection, and it is investing in a startup is a very risky. They always keep the protection of the investor in the crowdfunding. We have seen the regulations of the Canada. Now let us look into the United Kingdom, that is UK. FCA is the regulatory authority. You cannot start peer-to-peer lending without authorization by FCA. Some types of crowdfunding are spared from regulations and other types will we face the stricture law. Few European states do that, and UK was one of the pioneers. Equity crowdfunding, however, has been regulated in UK by the Financial Service Market Act 2000, even before the crowdfunding term was coined. All the transactions related to the investment have to be authorized by the regulator, Financial Service Authority at that time, and should they be an arranged online or offline. They aim to facilitate the development of the industry in order to, one, attract the investors and the lenders, protect the consumers by ensuring the transparency and availability of the information, improve the state of UK financial system, and encourage the positive competition in the sectors. Today, FCA regulates equity and loan-based crowdfunding, that is peer-to-peer lending. Donations and reward-based crowdfunding platforms are spared from the regulation as they don't offer any equity stake or any return. Therefore, peer-to-peer lending rules includes minimum capital of the operator to peer-to-peer lending platform is €50,000. The FCA planned to increase the current capital requirement up to €75,000. Expose the transparent information about the platform to allow the customer to understand who they are dealing with. The platform always compares its interest rate with the interest from regular savings account, and it must be clear and it is not misleading. Any marketing material, that is brochure, online ads or broadcast, must be fair. They should not give a gloomy picture. Otherwise, the FCA can ban them. All risk warnings should be prominently indicated. No cherry picking or deliberately omitting the information that can create an unrealistically optimistic impression of the investment. Investors can get in touch with the Financial Ombudsman services to handle the complaints, and the borrowers have the cooling off period of 14 days during which they can withdraw from the deal. FCA regulations for the investment-based crowdfunding. FCA defines the investment-based crowdfunding as the platform where there is a consumer may invest directly or indirectly in new or established business by buying the investment, such as shares or debt or securities. The rules which includes the following. One is a platform may work only with the clients who met the specific criteria, that is high net worth or sophisticated investors such as venture capitals and high net worth individuals, client who take the regulatory advices, and the client who can confirm that they will invest less than 10% of their net asset, and firm should verify that the customer realizes the risk if they do not take the regulatory advices. Updated rules of the loan-based investment consist of, in 2019, the FCA released a new policy statement for peer-to-peer lending and equity crowdfunding providers, and it is suggested the changes and updates the aim to secure an appropriate degree of protection for the consumers. The new rules focus particularly on the credit risk assessment, risk management, and the fair valuation practices, specifically for the platforms with more complex business model. In FCA particularly, it has clarified that retail investor can be provided with the information on specific investment before they have to complete a client classification process. A proprietariness assessment need to be undertaken before the investor can apply. The platform for the peer-to-peer lending targets a rate of return, and that should be provided, which proves that they can do it effectively. These platforms should provide the guidance regarding the calculating loan, its return at the portfolio level, and peer-to-peer platform should assess and determine, depending upon their business model, when they will be revaluing P2P loans. If this also provides, should disclosure be there in consideration of regarding the upcoming borrower's default or not? In case of France, it has introduced a crowdfunding regulations which came into force from 2014, and regulatory authority in France responsible for the oversight of the participants and the products in the French financial markets, and hence the crowdfunding activities is Autorité des Marchés Franchisés, that is AMF, together with the sister organization ACPR. The resolution has been passed which monitors the banks and the insurance companies. The AMF has created a separate division which is operational from 2016. The FinTech Innovation and the Competitiveness Division will analyze the innovations which is taking place in the investment services industry and identifying the competitiveness and the regulations dealing with. As of 10th November 2022, very recently, only service providers authorized as a crowdfunding service provider will be able to offer the crowdfunding services covered by this regulation. And it is criminal offense to engage in this activity without authorization. In Japan, in the year 2021, the size of the crowdfunding market in Japan is amounting to 164.2 billion Japanese yen, as compared to 184.7 billion yen in the previous year for the fiscal 2022, an increase to more than 190 billion yen was expected. The regulation consists of relaxation of entry requirement, restriction on conduct of other business. Then small amount means they have defined that 100 million yen. Then establishment of the rule is a protection investors, that the rules are framed. And to prevent the fraudulent behavior, crowdfunding platform operates. It is obliged to conduct the check on the business of the startup and to provide the information to the users. Makaoke, Japan's go-to-go platform, is an innovation. So if you have this great news idea, pitch via Makaoko, and this platform itself will innovate you the crowdfunding works. Investment restrictions in various jurisdictions are enumerated here. Jurisdiction is USA, UK, Australia, France and Canada. These five countries I have selected. And limitation of investment of the crowdfunding is mentioned here in nutshell. In 12 months period, investor can invest in up to 2,000 or 5% of their annual income. Whereas in UK, there is no limit as such. In Australia, one of the options proposed is that the investor need to be sophisticated, and that is assets worth rupees 2.5 million Australian dollars. Okay. And in France, 1,000 euro per campaign they can invest, and in Canada, maximum 2,500 in a single investment and 10,000 per year. These are the restrictions for the investment to the individuals through the crowdfunding platform. Fundraising through the crowdfunding platform and limitations. How much funds can be raised through the crowdfunding platform? In the country jurisdiction like again USA, UK, New Zealand, Australia, France and Canada. Limitation of the capital raising in USA is 1 million in a period of 12 months. In UK, Euro 2.5 million in a period of 12 months. New Zealand dollar 2 million from 20 investor in a 12 months period. Australia not more than dollar 2 million or transfer equity or more than 20 people in a 12 months period. In France, Euro 1 million per campaign per year, and in Canada, $1.5 million over 1 year's time. Disclosure requirements are very specifically enumerated here. You can very well leisurely you can go through it and make up your mind to understand it better. Now coming down to understand about the secondary market. The secondary market crowdfunding is generally in most of the countries it is not available. Like how you can sell in open market, private placement. Okay. So crowdfunding platform only allow to issue the sale of its own securities to raise the capital and seldom provides the secondary market for such securities. Therefore, many jurisdictions have imposed the restriction on secondary market of the securities issued through the crowdfunding platform. However, there is a different jurisdiction. They have prescribed the provision of providing some exit to the security holders of the crowdfunders or the crowdfunded ventures as given here. So secondary market availability information is provided here. USA, UK, New Zealand, Australia and Canada, these are the 5 countries we have taken into consideration. This provision for the secondary market, though they have done it, the securities issued by the crowdfunding may not be transferred by the purchaser. And in case of UK, after purchasing this unlisted equity, a company, even if it remains an ongoing concern, they can invest usually to find there is no or only limited secondary market. They are permitted to do so. In New Zealand, the matter has not yet been clarified, which requires the public comments. In Australia, it is again the same situation. And in Canada, security of reporting issuers and the subject to the 4 months period, subject to 4 months holding period is proposed. And the securities of non-reporting issuer are subject to an indefinite hold. So these are some of the guidelines globally which are issued from the regulatory perspective for better understanding of by us, and we will switch to the Indian regulation subsequently to understand it better, whether they are in place or not, why Indian market is lagging behind. Okay, with this, we conclude this chapter. Thank you very much.